Michael Kent Jr. fighting Harada.
Yeah, he looks well placed. He's flying. We're very happy with him. He's probably our best for the day. He's in super form. It looks a nice race for him.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Fighting Harada and neck in front, just edging clear from Imperial Lad. And fighting Harada, just too classy, beat Imperial Lad.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Fighting Harada, 380. We took early doors yesterday. 380 on the spreadsheet. A winner for the Price Kent Junior Yard. And he did lead us into the other runner, Redeal.
We did talk about it. Marshall Dobson would have backed it.
But we thought we'd be
sensible because we hadn't had a great run.
He said it was a stakes horse. So I had to put it in the... I may have had a little sneaky side action yesterday. I may have had that and come up in front. So well done and thank you to Michael Kent Jr. A great result for the spreadsheet. Back on track. We're into negative single figures at the moment, which is great news for us. We've got great racing today. We've got two tracks today.
Yeah, we do. Firstly, just unpacking them tonight. We haven't got the track manager because it's still very early. Night meeting at Pakenham. Out 6 metres the entire circuit. The track condition is a good 4 with a current penetrometer rating of 6.01. Overcast today, top temperature of 21 degrees, so it's probably not going to change too much from that. Let's get to Paul Downs, though, because he is the man at Werribee today. So two kind of almost metropolitan meetings. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, gents.
What are we looking at today at Werribee? We're saying it's only 21 degrees in Melbourne today, overcast, not a lot of wind. How's that going to, or has it affected things for you preparing the track?
The track's a good 4 at the moment. We've got the rail out 7 metres. I'd imagine it'd stay a good 4 them for the most of the day, given the forecast.
Okay, so 7 metres, how long has it been since it's been out there?
We're out there in January, okay. A couple of months. So, yeah, it's got a nice even cover of grass, so it should be fine.
All right, so you're pretty happy with what you've got for the horses today?
Yep, it's all good.
Terrific, Paul, thanks for that. We'll speak again soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Pretty happy
with good stuff. Okay, let's have a look at... Phil Stokes got 5 runners today. Got a couple at Werribee, a couple at Pakenham tonight, so he's got a busy day, so we don't want to hold him up. Phil, good morning.
Morning.
Great to have you with us. Let's go through your runners in chronological order. Race 1, number 3 at Werribee today. Caruto is one of 7 in the first race. Litchfield County, number 4, is $1.85, but $4.40 for your horse after 2 third placings. Can you win it today?
Yeah, look, third up. He'll get every chance. The right race for him. He's no well beater, but he's well placed today.
All right, that's race 1, number 3, Caruto. Race 6, number 7, Lady Dunmore is in action. Has had, again, third up today, up to the, stays at 11.14, benchmark 58 affair. Is this a bit suitable as well?
Yeah, I think so. We've just taken the blinkers off, put a set of winkers on. She just was a little bit keen the other day mid-race, so I'm just hoping that's enough. And, again, well suited, no superstar, but that's where she's at.
Looks to be well placed, a couple of runners there at Werribee. Tonight at Pakenham, you've got 3. Race 1, number 1, Keep On Bopping. Terrific name, just by the way. Is an odds-on favourite at the tab. Is that justified?
No. Disappointing last start. Should have put him away. Big, dumb, raw horse. Tongue-tie, winkers go on. Hoping that's enough to turn him around on the backup. He can do it. He has got ability, but he's just still learning his craft, and I wouldn't be diving in too short of odds.
Righto, so $1.90 by Beware. Race 1, number 1, the big dumb horse. Race 2, number 6, Lionel. Hopefully not as dumb. Barrier 3 with Michael Poy in the saddle. Second up today.
Yeah, blinkers go on, up in grip. Yeah, he's definitely each way chance and should be improving.
All right, that's race 2, number 6. Then you've got race 8, number 11, Elite. And what can you tell us about Elite, who's had a good campaign so far?
Yeah, great campaign. She's my best chance. Ali Bryant goes on riding her very well. So I reckon she's the best of our runners today.
All right, that's race 8, number 11. I have to wait till late for Elite to get the chocolates for us at $3.60 at the tab. Thank you, Phil. All the best. Phil Stokes with 5 runners today. His best race 8, number 11.
He had about 28 horses around him doing that interview. He was a bit busy.
Yeah, he was a bit busy. So we would we have a bit of fun and all that sort of stuff, but we do absolutely thank all of our trainers for the early mail who give us their time. They don't have to, but it is lovely that they do so for us, have a bit of fun with, and for our punters, a bit of insight and information. And Phil's been very good to us. So thank you again to all of our trainers that do help us with the early mail.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the jewel in the crown is to be invited to the gala dinner.
That's right.
That's why they do it.
That's right.
But because they want to be part of it. Maybe the gala dinner this year could be at Flydays.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea.
Very big upgrade from the fish and chips in the car park. There is a
John McCarter won't know what to do with himself if we get to Flydays.
He'd need a place to himself.
Frank, I need John on the early mail soon, please.
And Joe is off the promo already. That's a text that's come in. Very sad day.
Joe Cleary from Monday. Yes.
Can you remember what he said?
He said something about sit, steer, like, kick tires, light fires. That's
sit,
three of the four.
Steer, stand, cheer.
There you go.
Kick tires, light fires.
Yeah, say it like that. You have a twang. Yeah. Kick tires, light fires.
That's very good. Yeah. Let's get some greyhound activity.